I watched a strange, rather interesting movie last night. It's called G.I. Samurai, and it stars Sonny Chiba. It's from, I think, 1979. I had some trouble finding it. It is 1979. I had some trouble finding it on IMDb because it's under the title I Want To, which is a very strange title for this movie, particularly. I'll read you the synopsis just so you can get an idea, and I'm sure it'll describe it better than I could because I was a bit lost watching it. Kind of in a good way, though. This is the description from IMDb. A squadron, written by Jean-Marc Rocher. A squadron of Japanese self-defense force soldiers find themselves transported through time to their country's warring states era, when rival samurai clans were battling to become the supreme shogun. The squad leader, Lieutenant Iba, sees this as the perfect opportunity to realize his dream of becoming the ruler of Japan. To achieve this, he teams his troops up with those of Kaji Tori, a samurai daimyo, who also aspires to become shogun. Are either of these power-hungry warriors to be trusted? So I think Lieutenant Iba is Sonny Chiba. Let me just make sure. Yeah. Lieutenant Yoshiaki Iba. Played by Shinichi Chiba, also known as Sonny Chiba. Maybe my favorite Japanese actor of all time. Certainly my favorite Japanese actor of his kind or type. He's sort of... I believe he was a movie star in Japan, and he's my favorite Japanese movie star. My other favorite Japanese actor is the guy who plays, the guy from Ichi the Killer, Asano, who's in a million movies. So, Tadanobu Asano. Anyway, this movie, yeah, it kind of threw me for a loop. It's sort of psychedelic, and they do sort of travel through time, and it's sort of unclear how it happens, but follows this group of soldiers, and they end up in a battle with these samurai. The samurai shoot arrows at them, and they end up firing on the samurai, but then they team up, and apparently the idea is that Sonny Chiba's character wants to take control of Japan, which wasn't quite clear to me when I was watching it. I don't know that I have too much else to say about this movie. It was fun, and some of the action scenes were good, and it gets gory. I guess maybe the current shogun, supreme shogun, is lopping off heads at one point, and there's some Japanese blood in it, and it works up to that, though. It doesn't start out gory. It doesn't start out with the killing. Even when after they get fired on by the samurai, or arrowed on. Yeah, I guess it's still firing on them. They fire on the samurai with this, you know, this big turret gun. But they're really just, like, shooting and hitting trees. This tree gets knocked down by the gun, the gun's ammo. I don't know if I'm describing this very well. But yeah, it's almost like they're just shooting at them to scare them. But then it gets bloodier, and one of the soldiers gets shot through the neck with an arrow, and the killing starts, and it gets more intense. But fun. It's a fun, essentially a fun action movie. But there's this weird, almost science fiction element to it, of them traveling back in time to this shogun era. I wanted to mention that I was high while watching this movie, which is one of the reasons why I don't have a lot to say about it. I was, my mind was drifting a bit. But more importantly, I have something else to talk about. I have something that I want to talk about, which is this. I recently purchased a Sonny Chiba box set from Amazon. It includes four films. They're on DVD, but I don't know if there's a Blu-ray available of Legend of the Eight Samurai. Is that what it's called? Legend of the Eight Samurai. Legend of the Eight Samurai. Yeah. I don't know why I always fuck up the title, but, well, I kind of know why. I'll tell you in a second. So this is a movie that I'm obsessed with, directed by Kenji Fukasaku, one of my favorite Japanese filmmakers of all time. I'm sure I've talked about this movie on the pod before. It's amazing. It's my favorite Fukasaku movie. It's also Quentin Tarantino's favorite Fukasaku movie, at least at the time when he was interviewed about Kenji Fukasaku. I'm sure you can still find the video on YouTube. That was how I first heard about this movie, and I think he called it Legend of the Eight Golden Samurai. And so I always want to call it that, because that's how I first knew it. That's what I first knew it as. So I tend to fuck up the title. This is an epic, and takes place, it's sort of this shogun era, I guess the warring era in Japan, but it's sort of a fantasy, actually. I guess it is a fantasy film, and it's my favorite fantasy film, along with Legend. And also included in this box set, Resurrection of something, and I forget the other one, but G.I. Samurai was part of it. So it's three discs, four movies. Totally worth it. I got it for like $9 with tax, something like that. Nine something. So if you're a Sonny Chiba fan, I highly recommend ordering this box set from Amazon. It's the only way I could find to own this movie, Legend of the Eight Samurai. This is actually one of my favorite movies of all time. And I recently rewatched it because I watched the DVD. It looks great. It's the best version I've been able to find of the movie. I wish it was Blu-ray, but it still looks great. I still think DVD looks better than streaming in some ways. It's a different, you're getting a different version of the movie. So I didn't quite make it to the end. It ends with these sort of epic battle scenes. It's almost like the Lord of the Rings of Japan of that time, 1980. And yeah, it's amazing. Oh yeah, my favorite scene is when this sort of witch character transforms into this giant insect they have to defeat. It's amazing. The story sort of revolves around this princess who has gone to hiding, and this evil, I guess you could call them king and queen, this evil lord, and his wife, lordess, what, I don't know what you call it, first wife. So they are hunting for this princess, trying to find her. They want to, I don't know, sacrifice her to their god, or this monolithic thing that they worship, and they find a princess at one point, and they cut part of her face off, or like part of the skin back. It's this really kind of weird gory thing. They're like cutting the skin on her cheek, and I don't know, I'm always confused by this scene, because I thought it was the princess that they capture. Maybe it is, or maybe it's a princess, not the real princess. I don't know. I don't know why I'm still confused about it. I've seen the movie a few times. I need to finish it and rewatch it. I'll get back to you on it. It does involve these sort of little glowing orbs that need to be collected and then placed, I guess, placed into this monolith. And that brings about the god that the antagonists worship, the evil characters. I love the costumes, love the set design. It's lavish and amazing. The sets are lavish and amazing. The costumes are lavish and amazing. And it has a similar plot to, I believe it's an earlier movie, Message from Space, 1978, if I'm not mistaken. It's sort of like, I don't know. This is also confusing to me, because Quentin Tarantino dropped some knowledge on me about this. Or I should say dropped some knowledge about this. Message from Space is essentially Legend of the Eight Samurai in space, but it came out first. So does that mean Legend of the Eight Samurai is, in terms of plot, is essentially Message from Space, but set in this kind of fantasy land? That's a question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't have the answer to that. I found some alternate titles to G.I. Samurai, or for G.I. Samurai on IMDb. I just want to read some of them to you, just for fun. I mean, you can find these on IMDb easily. But I do kind of like some of these. The Australian title is Time Slip. And the video title in the United Kingdom is Time Wars. Or was Time Wars. That's probably my favorite alternate title. Time Wars, and then Time Slip's probably my second favorite. There's also Commando Samurai. Or Commando Samurai in Brazil. Les Guerriers de l'Apocalypse. That's the French title. Spanish title, Eclipse en el Tiempo. Day of the Apocalypse is the Swedish video title. And then, of course, there's I Want To, which is how it was known in the United States and is the worst title of all. Thank you for listening. So, more on New Millennium Boys by Alex Kazemi. Very interested in the way this book is structured. Alex Kazemi has said that he wanted it to feel like, or to be edited like The Hills. And I like that it's made up of snippets. The way I was thinking about it when I was reading it today is that it's almost an epistolary novel, but told through actual dialogue. I don't know that I've read a book quite like it. It reads like a screenplay. You have, and I know I keep going back and forth on this, but you have slim descriptive passages, and the scene is set, where is Brad, so on and so forth, what is he doing, what is he listening to, and then the dialogue begins, and it's told in the first person, it's all from Brad Sela's perspective, and I've finally gotten to the love letters between Aurora and Brad, the first two, L1 and L2, and that's what got me thinking of it like an epistolary novel, or almost as an epistolary novel. But the way dialogue is used, the way that's really the scene, that's really the meat of it, that's really what the book is about, is what they're saying, what they're talking about. That made it almost a form of an epistolary novel. I'm not really sure what it is. I'm not really sure what you call it. Maybe it's a new kind of novel. Maybe that's going a bit too far. But I just think it's interesting the way that it's structured. New Millennium Boys. The way that the dialogue is the meat of the scene, or of the scenes, I should say. The way that it's made up mostly of dialogue, the way that the book is made up mostly of dialogue, and the way that the Oh. See, I wrote this down, and now I'm editing it as I'm speaking it. Let me try it again. The way that the dialogue is the meat of the scenes, the way that it's made up mostly of dialogue, and the way that the book is about what the characters are saying makes it like a screenplay. It reads like a movie. So I was thinking, maybe Tarantino mixed up the dates. Maybe he thought one came before the other, when really the other came before one. Message from Space was 1978, and Legend of the Eight Samurai is 1980. Maybe he mixed up the years in a similar way to how he mixed up the titles of another movie in the collection, the box set, Resurrection of the Golden Wolf. The fourth movie is Ninja Wars. These all sound awesome. Resurrection of the Golden Wolf is another Sonny Chiba movie. I'm guessing from this same era, late 70s, early 80s. So maybe Tarantino was mixing up those two titles when he said Legend of the Eight Golden Samurai.
This has been a production of Reptilian.